Rave Radio. Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
It's Friday, January 4th, and it's time for my daily rants and raves. This is Gary K, and I'm the one that does the daily rants and raves, or almost daily rants and raves. And these are brought to you by Mitsubishi Electronics, who's also the sponsor of all of our Rave Radio podcasts, The Week, The Wavecast, Women in AV Cast, and The Green AV podcast, in addition to my daily rants and raves. Thank you, Mitsubishi Electronics, for supporting us. And we have some big news today on our website, in case you haven't heard. I've got an article posted there. We broke a story that's not actually going to be official until next Tuesday. And that is that AVI SPL is buying a Canada's only sort of multiple office integrator who's been around a long time, probably close to 20 years, a company called Duocom. Actually, longer than 20 years. A company called Duocom Canada. AVI SPL is buying the assets of Duocom Canada. It'll be made public on Tuesday, and I just got off the phone with the AVI SPL executive management team, and they confirmed the details of what we posted on our scoop that we posted on our website, which you can see at ravepubs.com. At ravepubs.com, you can see all the details. And they also gave me a lot of other details about what they're planning on doing, both with the office in Canada as well as an expansion internationally. Although that conversation that I just had with them is embargoed until Tuesday, but I'll write an article and get it posted on Tuesday. A lot of great details. AVI SPL, of course, is the only national AV company that has offices all around the United States that has grown successfully and has maintained a profitability in that growth. There have been other companies before them, probably most notably MCSI, which ultimately went out of business. And before them, Midwest Communications tried it. For those of you who've been around the industry a long time, you may remember them. There are some companies like Whitlock Group who are semi-national, but AVI SPL is the largest national company, and they'll be expanding into Canada and actually doing a global expansion, which I can tell you the details of next week. I can't tell you yet, but I can tell you next week. They will be exhibiting at the ISE show in Amsterdam at the end of this month. So stay tuned for more news on this. But if you want to find the details of the purchase of Duocom, you can go to ravepubs.com. Congratulations to AVI SPL. Congratulations to Marty Schaffel, the founder of that company. And congratulations to Duocom. I think it is a good move for both companies because it establishes a presence in Canada, at least in the mid and eastern part of Canada, that AVI SPL didn't have. And it also sort of kicks off their international expansion, which, again, I can tell you a little bit more about next week. So this is Gary Kay for my daily rants and raves for Friday, January 4th. Signing off for now. I'll talk to you next week. Have a good weekend.